The Sundering Blade, A Thousand Li World Novel. Written by Tao Wong. Narrated by Brian Nishi. Chapter 1. The lowland lake was muddy with silt, churned awake by the floods that had swept through the province days ago. In passing, it had taken villages and lives in equal measure. Stray boards and broken pieces of housing still floated through the lake, carried by the rushing water toward the clogged and teeming exit. Trees at the new shores of the overflowing body of water leaned precariously, even as the cries of cranes and ducks echoed through the deceptively peaceful surroundings. Approaching the clogged entrance, the Hongtou slowed, the single long sculling oar, the Yulo, pausing before being raised from the water. At the head of the boat, standing silently, a man regarded the exit of the lake with compressed lips. He was young, barely in his mid-20s, if you could trust his features, though the expensive black silk robes with dark green edging and the sect crest on its chest spoke of his standing as an immortal cultivator. "Do not stop," Cheng Zhaowan said, his voice calm and commanding and highly refined. No peasant guttural growls or the sharp hiss of the tribesmen, but a nobleman's speech. At the back, the fisherman dipped the Yulo into the water once more. Rather than reach for the unadorned Jian by his side, Zhaowan swung his right hand in a lazy cutting motion. Blade intent ripped outward, empowered by the barest fraction of chi from his Dan Tian before impacting the blockage, sending wood and water spiraling away and making the smell of mud and churning waters rise anew. Gulping, the boatman pushed sideways on the oar, intent on delivering his dangerous passenger as quickly as possible. Water droplets rained down upon the boatman from the casual attack, along with splinters of broken wood, as the pair passed through the opening in the debris. The fisherman shuddered at the wetting, flinched as a splinter bit into a hand, but he kept back any curse he might utter. One did not anger cultivators. Ignoring, or deigning to ignore, the boatman, Zhaowan searched the horizon, seeking the village and their final destination. His other hand, resting on the hilt of his jian, rubbed the spirit ring on his middle finger as he recalled the urgent summons he had received. The Forgotten Veil sect was a small sect as things went in the state of Shun, with four elders in the core formation stage and a patriarch who had lingered at nascent Seoul for over a
sample complete. Ready to continue?